Because if they can keep you dumb and broke and fat and sick and anxious and depressed and dependent, you are not a threat to them.
Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show.
What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo and a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.
The opposition hates it when you are winning. Hey guys, welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show. My name is Bedros Koulian, and I've got an awesome episode teed up for you today. We're going to talk about the things that the opposition hates about you specifically and why they want to suppress you, why the system, the opposition, wants to suppress you. Now, you're probably wondering, who is the opposition and what is the purpose of the opposition? Well, you know, when I talk about the opposition on this show, I'm usually referring to Big Daddy government, the system who is funded by the military industrial complex, by the pharmaceutical companies, and by the big food conglomerates who are feeding you overly processed garbage that's keeping people sick, fat, and dependent on the system itself. And the opposition doesn't always have to be the politicians, both on the left and the right, who are bribed by these big conglomerates, whether pharmaceuticals, food companies, or the military industrial complex. And of course, we know who their mouthpiece is. It is mainstream media. And there's nothing more powerful than independent platforms across podcasts, YouTube, and other platforms that are sharing true, real information for you to give you sovereignty and freedom. And that's exactly what this show, the BK Show, is intended to do. So let's get going. So you might go, well, B, I don't believe that the opposition is big, bad government. I think I like the government. All right, cool. The opposition doesn't always have to be the government. It could be the devil. If you are a person of faith, if you are a person of religion, if you believe in a higher power, then you certainly believe that there is Satan, devil, doing evil work to try and suppress and oppress humanity. Don't you agree? The opposition might also be people from your past who don't necessarily want to see you win, who want to see you fail, who want to see you struggle and suffer, who want to see you in pain. I don't know who the opposition is for you. The opposition might be an old business partner. It might be an old relationship. The opposition might be the system, the government, the matrix. The opposition, like I said, might be the devil himself. But we can all agree that there are forces working actively to oppress and suppress humanity, right? And what they don't want from you is they don't want you to be lean, jacked, and healthy. Because if you're lean, jacked, and healthy, then odds are you've cracked the code on how to eat better, to fuel your body, to stay healthy, and to stop seeking their medical prescriptions, right? Think about how many prescriptions are pumped down the throats of people every single year. Prescriptions that don't need to be taken if you could simply live a healthier life with activity, with hydration, with getting an exercise program dialed in, with figuring out what your macros are supposed to be, right? How much proteins, fats, and carbs you're supposed to take in every day so that you can have a defined body. You can have those abs. You can have all the energy you want without having to take these energy drinks or drink coffee after coffee. But they don't want that, right? Because you are a threat. The moment that you are lean, jacked, and healthy, you become a threat to the opposition. They also don't want you to be rich and successful or generous. Because when you become rich, successful, and generous, guess what? You not only become dependent on yourself instead of the system, but you also end up being someone who becomes a free thinker. You end up building a lot of confidence and courage. And when you're generous, you end up sharing and spreading that confidence and courage with the world. And so the opposition wants to suppress and oppress you. And we'll talk about all the different ways they do that in a moment. But they also don't want you to be kind and compassionate. Why? Because it's easier for them to have control and compliance over humanity when they can keep us separated, when they can create division. This is why you see so much division in the last several years, because when the opposition can divide people, then we can no longer come together as a united front against the opposition because we're too busy fighting within ourselves, right? Think about that. How many times do you find yourself debating people in the comment sections on YouTube or Instagram or wherever. And you wonder that if I saw that person face to face, would I really think that they're an asshole? Would I call them names? Would I start belittling them? Or maybe in person, could I find something that we have in common? Can we have some level of compromise? Can I find some level of ground that we can actually, well, connect on? And if we can, maybe we can become the united front against the opposition that is trying to isolate us, separate us, and create division amongst us, right? You see, the opposition does not want you to be fit. They don't want you to be jacked. They don't want you to be confident. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you to be intelligent and a free thinker. They don't want you to go and start getting all these other people united together as a front against them. Because if you did, well, guess what happens next? You become very dangerous. Now, if you've ever read my favorite book of all times, which is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, they talk about in that book that the devil's grasp over humanity gets bigger and stronger each time we experience fear, doubt, and uncertainty. And think how often fear, doubt, and uncertainty is pumped into us through social media, mainstream media, gossip, rumors, television, newspapers. You're constantly being bombarded by fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And why would they do that? Well, that is to create division. That is to keep you isolated. That is to keep you depressed and anxious and stressed, and to keep your eyes off the ball. What is the ball? Well, they quite honestly want to keep you from becoming rich and healthy and confident and courageous, because if you are, you become a very dangerous person to the opposition, because now you will start recruiting others, because you will shine your radiance. You understand what happens, right? When someone is lean, jacked, healthy, rich, confident, courageous, compassionate, kind, sovereign, and a free thinker, there's a bright glowing radiance that you give off. You know this to be true. You walk into a room and you can spot the person who's optimistic, who's positive, who's glowing with radiance and positivity. And why is that? It's because they are in line. They are in line with their highest self. They know what their highest self looks like, and they are congruent with the man or the woman that they want to be like, that they respect, that they admire, that they love. So knowing that, what does the opposition do? It continues to pump fear, uncertainty, and doubt so that they can keep you broke, they can keep you sick, they can keep you dumb, dependent, they can keep you isolated and fat, they can keep you addicted. How often now do we hear about people being addicted to pornography, alcohol, weed, pills, prescription pills, television, video games? Like, you know, deep down inside, there's this gnawing of greatness inside you. You know that, you feel it. In fact, people go, well, how do I know if I have that? And I go, well, do you ever feel anxious, stressed, overwhelmed, depressed for no reason at all? They're like, yeah, I feel that. I go, well, it's probably that you're leaning into some vices to mask that pain, to escape from that anxiety and depression and overwhelm that you're fearing or feeling. Well, what most people don't realize is that anxiety, depression, and stress and overwhelm that they're feeling, that is your conscience literally reaching out to you and knocking on your door and saying, yo, here's me telling you, here's higher self telling you at your lower self state right now that you are not living a congruent life. You know what the congruent man or woman should be. You know the version of you that you would love and respect and admire. So why don't you get after it? Start eating healthy, get lean, get jacked, start figuring out how to make more money, start figuring out how to compromise and really connect with people. Stop isolating yourself and connect with others who are like-minded, who want to see this world improve instead of see this world divide, right? But again, the opposition wants you addicted. And so what is the answer? Hey guys, quick interruption to the Bedros Koolian Show. I want to remind you about the Trulene Wellness Shot. I created the Trulene Wellness Shot because I wanted a product that was going to help you boost your immune system and fight off inflammation in your gut, in your joints, in your body so that you are healthy, you don't get sick, and you live an awesome life. Trulene Wellness Shots have these 9 ingredients that are going to absolutely help fight off inflammation and boost your immune system. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, ginger, turmeric, echinacea, B12, cayenne pepper, and black pepper. And every single packet is checked for heavy metals because our ingredients are top quality and we use nothing but top quality because we cut no corners. So you can use my name, Bedros, at Trulene.com and get 50% off your Trulene Tribe subscription. You not only get 50% off your first order, you also get free shipping. You get a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee so that if you don't like the product for some reason, which we have yet to meet anyone who don't like the product, we will give you your money back, no questions asked, and we will shake hands and part ways as friends. And of course, $1 of every order goes to Shriner Children's Hospital, which is a hospital system that I've been helping and supporting for over 12 years. They provide medical procedures, medical services, surgeries to children whose families can't afford these procedures. So go to Trulene.com, use code word Bedros, join the Trulene tribe. You get 50% off your first order and then 20% off your recurring monthly orders after that. Back to the show. The answer is self-mastery, and it is self-mastery at the highest level, because if you can master your thoughts, feelings, emotions, if you can figure out the mind control that has taken place through school system, through religion, through television, and make no mistake about it, there has been a level of mind control or brainwashing. Any way you look at it, there's been some level of influence put on every single one of us through the school systems and through our parents, through church, through aunts, uncles, grandparents, school teachers, coaches, and they've all meant well, but what are they doing? They are regurgitating what the opposition wants them to say. And so what typically ends up happening is you decide, well, I think I'm just going to fall in line and I'm going to go and get myself a degree and get in debt to get this degree in college. And then I'm going to hopefully get a job. And in this job, I'll have a career for 15, 20, 30, 40 years. And I'll retire with a pension. I'll pay my taxes. I'll be in debt. Like, you don't have to be that. You don't have to be the average person. Like, you would never, ever, ever want your child to be average, right? Like, I don't ever remember thinking that, you know, I want Andrew and Chloe, my son and daughter, to be average. Like, well, I want them just to have an average life, to meet an average spouse, and to make average money, and have average health, and live in an average home, and well, have average friends, and just, you know, have a average existence, and not be remembered when they pass. Of course not. I want an extraordinary life for my kids. Yet when you think about yourself, you are willing to accept mediocrity. You are willing to accept average because you have been conditioned, brainwashed, right? A level of mind control has taken place when you were younger, when I was younger. And when I started to figure that out, and I started to figure out that there's a better way, that there's a shortcut in life, that I need to find my purpose and meaning, that I need to live a life of significance, that the more dependent I am on the system or other people, the less options I have and the more control and compliance they have over me. Just think about that for a minute, right? If you allow people to have this ability to control you by maybe giving you money, giving you access, giving you resources, doesn't that mean that you effectively become their bitch? I would think so. That means that you are indebted to them. That means that they have some level of control and compliance over you. Like, why would I want that, right? And so I figured out that the only thing, my life's mission is self-mastery, to figure out my thoughts, feelings, emotions, to begin to un-brainwash myself, to begin to condition myself and become a man who is sovereign, who is free, who is intelligent, who is willing to take calculated risks, who is willing to make an obscene amount of money and be kind and generous with that money to serve humanity, to bring other people together, to share a message like this of empowerment. Like, it's not lost on me that when I start speaking out against the opposition, big government, that I could see my numbers on Instagram, on YouTube, across all the platforms get throttled down. It is not lost on me that there is a throttling of information like this. And that happens because they don't want that information to reach you. Your job is to go out and seek out that information. And when you seek out information like this, then you've got to take action on it. Think about this. As it is, the system is already brainwashing us, has already tried to condition us to be good little robots, to accept average, to live in debt, to just be medicated, to be addicted to vices, to just watch all the screens, either scrolling on the screens of social media, watching television news, playing video games, one sitcom after another that just makes men look dumb, that emasculates men. What's that about? If that's not active brainwashing, I don't know what is. And why is that happening? Because if they can keep you dumb and broke and fat and sick and anxious and depressed and dependent, you are not a threat to them. Them could be, like I said, the devil. It could be the opposition. It could be big government. It could be your haters, your enemies, right? And if not for any other reason, for the simple fact of having sovereignty and freedom, because you get this one run at life, right? And oftentimes I think, guys, people forget that we get this one run at life. Like, I think most people think that, well, I think I have plenty of time. I could get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes next week. Next week becomes next month. Next month becomes next year. And you continue to kick the can of transformation down the road. Like, when are you going to quit those vices? When are you going to stop eating like a slob? When are you going to get in the gym and get after it? When are you going to let yourself go out and get some 10, 15, 20,000 steps, get your body to absorb some sun? When are you going to go out and connect with people, shake hands, make friends, communicate, talk, network, build an army of like-minded people around you? But instead, you stay isolated. And when people stay isolated, the opposition wins. When people stay broke, the opposition wins. When people stay fearful and in doubt, the opposition wins. When you feel like everyone else is dumb and you're the only one that makes sense, the opposition wins. Believe it or not, there's plenty of nice, kind, sweet people who are very intelligent that if you just gave them the time and found some ground to compromise on, you'd see that we're not much different. Left or right, we're not much different, right? But instead, the opposition has done such a great job of separating and segregating us, isolating us from one another. So I'm here to tell you that you are running out of time, my friend. You're running out of time. I know you have that gnawing of greatness in your heart. I know that you feel it. I know that you've told yourself several times now, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get started. I'm gonna start a fitness program. I'm gonna figure out how to start making more money. I'm gonna start eating clean. I'm gonna go to bed early. I'm gonna wake up early. I'm gonna make my bed. I'm gonna drink a gallon of water. I'm gonna get out and get some sun. I'm gonna go and meet people who are like-minded. I'm gonna stop this bullshit addiction to alcohol, drugs, vices, TV, pornography, your OnlyFans account. Like, fuck, man. Come on, man. Go find yourself someone who you can create your own OnlyFans scenario and experience. Like, how fucking awesome would that be? But instead, what do? It's so easy to get that little iPhone in your hand. And instead, you like rub one out. You get some cheap dopamine hit and you're satisfied. That's sad, man. That's like taking a fucking lion, which is what you are, a fucking lion. And instead of keeping you free on the Serengeti, where you can hunt, you can roar, you can chase, you can explore, they put you in this little fucking cage at the zoo. And you've seen those lions in the zoo. What do? They just sit there. They got dead eyes. They have no desire to hunt and roar and get after it. And 2 to 3 times a day, the zookeeper throws a piece of meat that they don't even have to hunt or kill, and they just eat that piece of meat, and it's a shallow existence. Yes, it's a lion, but no, not really. The radiance of that lion has been absolutely muted. The fire has been extinguished, and I don't want that for you. You see, they want to keep us extinguished. They want to keep us under their thumb, and I don't want that for you. I know what a life of freedom feels like. I know what a life of free thinking feels like. I know what a life of financial freedom feels like. And I want that for you. But if you don't want it as much as I want it for you, you will never get it. Right now, you're stuck in this inertia of resistance. It's like, well, it's been like you've literally built a habit, right? So you're like, well, it's been so many months or years that I've been sleeping in, that I've been hitting the vape pen, that I just like drink a whole bunch of energy drinks and coffee, that I eat all this processed food, that I haven't been in the gym. I don't want to restart yet. I'll restart tomorrow. And again, you go back to kicking that can down the road. But how long are you going to do that? And who are you an example to? Maybe you have a spouse. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you have friends. Maybe you have coworkers. Maybe you have employees. To all these people, you are an example or a cautionary tale. Right now, you might be a cautionary tale of a life not to live, of a wasted life, a life that's underpinned with stress and anxiety, depression, obesity, illness, vices. I don't want to be that fucking cautionary tale, and I don't want that for you. What I want you guys to be is a fucking shining example of humanity, of sovereignty, of financial freedom, of confidence, of being rich and being fit, and having this high level of compassion and kindness towards others. You do realize the more money you make and the more fit and healthy you are and the more positive mindset that you carry, you just become a better person, right? Like, you're a more compassionate, generous, and kind person. Now, I know the comment section is gonna blow up. No, I don't have to be rich and fit and have abs to be kind and generous and compassionate. Trust me, no matter how kind and generous and compassionate you are, when you start making more money, when you have a healthier body, when you have a healthier mindset, when your system is not poisoned, you will become even more generous, even more compassionate, even more kind. That's the beauty of all of this, right? But again, the opposition has got you stuck in this inertia, right? It's no different than back in the Roman days, the Colosseum. They used the Colosseum to keep the people distracted. As long as they can have guys fighting, one fight after another, and they had all these people watching the fights, then they can keep taking up more land, they can increase taxation, they can create new laws and rules. And people were like, it's okay, at least I'm entertained, right? Don't let them try and entertain you into creating divisiveness between us. Don't let them try and entertain you into creating vices, entertain you to the point of obesity, sickness, and now they're telling you gotta take Ozempic. I heard Oprah Winfrey talk about the disease of obesity. Bro, I don't think obesity is a disease. It's not. Guess what? I have fat genes. Like, I am more predisposed to being fat than the next guy. Well, that means if I actually manage my caloric intake, if I manage my proteins, fats, and carbs, and I get my activities, my workouts and exercise programming in, I've got abs. Y'all go to Instagram all the time. Y'all see my stories all the time. Every night I take a picture at the end of my second workout in the mirror and I post it. At 49 years old, I'm 11% body fat and I'm there with abs because I want to help you get inspired and I want to be held publicly accountable by you, my audience, the tribe, right? And so if I didn't post those pictures, maybe I'd be more likely to slide down the slippery slope of comfort and complacency. And so here's my challenge to you. Like, what can you do now to begin to transcend to the 2.0 version, right? One, figure out your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Maybe you have to work with a therapist. Maybe you need to read some books on self-help, on personal development, on personal growth. Maybe, just maybe, you gotta get out there and start working out and eating right. Take one bad fucking ingredient, food, out of your diet. If you drink a lot of soda, take soda out of your diet. If you don't work out at all, just go work out twice a week right now. But take that first step. And when you do, and you start holding yourself publicly accountable, maybe you take a screenshot of this and you share it on social media that you are gonna take this episode and use this episode of the BK Show to be your launch pad to the 2.0 version of yourself. And if you're like, well, where do I begin? Can you give me a place to begin? I will, and it's absolutely free. Now, you heard me talk about 11, 12 years ago, I did the 6-week marathon challenge, right? Since then, I literally do several challenges a year. Each one is 6 weeks long: rock climbing, jujitsu, MMA, guitar lessons, surf lessons. Like, I take on these challenges in 6 weeks and try and get so good at it as quickly as possible. And usually these are challenges or skills that I'm not good at. They're activities that I'm not good at. Public speaking used to be one of them, right? Improv classes, right? I've done it all. And I do this because I want to constantly put myself out of my comfort zone. Because if I can put myself out of my comfort zone, then I will continue to grow and expand as a man, as a human. And so the place for you to start is with that 6-week marathon challenge. It's absolutely free. We're going to post it right in the YouTube description box. And those of you listening on Spotify and iTunes and all the different platforms, just go to bedrosekulian.com/challenge and you'll see the 6-week marathon challenge. It's absolutely free. For 6 weeks, I guide you through the entire program and you actually end up running a full marathon. The entire training program is there. The nutrition program is there. The entire conditioning program is there. And all you got to do is download it for free and then set yourself a goal 6 weeks out and then run a marathon. Whether you do a marathon that's somewhere in your state or city, or you just drive 26.2 miles in a circle and you chart out a 26.2 mile marathon circle that starts at your front door and ends at your front door, and 6 weeks out, you do it. But you do something like that that's massively transformational. You take on a 6-week challenge of some sort that is based on giving you mental toughness, emotional resilience, and getting your body healthy and fit. And that is what this marathon challenge is about. And you will find yourself a much better human on the other side. We're also going to pin this in the comment section. The first comment, it'll be pinned. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can find it right there in the comment section. Just try that 6-week challenge, man. And finally, listen, guys, I will be in Australia July 18th, 19th, and 20th. So all of my friends and fans down under, I will be in Australia July 18th, 19th, and 20th. We'll be in Brisbane, Melbourne, and Sydney. And I am doing the Rise to Greatness Tour. You are going to love this event and you will want to come to this event if you want to rise to your higher potential. And those of you here in the United States, September 13th and 14th in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, we are doing BK Live again. It sold out last year. This time we got an even bigger venue and it will sell out again, I promise you. You're going to go to bedrosekulian.com/live and you can get all the information, see all the speakers on September 13th and 14th in Scottsdale, Arizona. But finally, want to leave you with this one thing. The opposition wants you to fail in life. And like I said, the opposition can show up as the haters, it can show up as the devil himself, or it can show up as Big Daddy Government. And whoever they are, I say that you fight against them. I say that you rebel against them. I say that you grow and become the transcended highest version of yourself. And the only way that begins is when you start focusing on self-mastery, when you align yourself with your purpose, your meaning, when you start focusing on getting your abs, getting lean, jacked, and rich. I know that sounds simple, but that is the shortcut to developing yourself into the 2.0 version that you want to be. So guys, remember this, that average is the enemy, success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant when you decide to flip the switch. I'll see you next time. What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.